So I've been doing this for a long time, and I've learned a few things. Oh, Lord, it's just like that commercial. And here's what I learned. Most people don't want to grow. They might talk a big talk, but they don't really want to. I've seen it my whole life. There's a few. It's probably like 2 out of 1,000 that really want to grow. I'm thinking back. Okay, so out of 10,000 subscribers, it's like I had 10 that were serious about growth. That's about 1 out of 1,000. 1 out of 1,000 really are serious about growth. Now, ain't that something? Ain't that something? And the Bible even says that. If I quote the verse, it upsets people. Solomon was looking for somebody that was dependable, faithful, that was he could trust. And he said 1 out of 1,000. And he said he found 1 man out of 1,000 that he could depend on. I guess he was looking for somebody to help build his kingdom or whatever. 1 out of 1,000 that he could trust. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? If that's true, what is a person you can trust? What are they? They're people who are growing on the inside. They're people who have an inner goal of growth. Growth in the inward man. Because trust goes back to faithful and truth. And if the heart's right, truth, faithful, trust, whatever you want to call it, if the heart is right, the 7 spirits are going from the throne of God, seeing whose heart's right by him. Do you think God is going to let you not grow? God, the whole purpose of being here is sanctification. It's a growth process. But most people get caught up in a denomination or a box way of thinking or a system, and they think they arrive, so they get in that little box and they think they've already arrived and there's nothing new to learn, you know. That's how most people, they get stuck in a box and they never grow. The purpose of trouble is to push you out of the box, to push you out of the womb of some box that you're in. The purpose of the pain, the purpose of the trouble is to push out the baby. That's why it's called labor pains. To push you out of a box, a denominational box, a cult box, an ism box, of a box of your own making. Most of us live in our own boxes, right? Until God shakes it up, and we have to leave the box life. We have to start walking by faith. You unfold the box and you see a cross, and you have to enter that by faith. Because think about it, 5D realm. So you're walking around in 3D. You know the 5D realm exists. How? By faith. You can't see it, but you see the result of it. The wind is blowing, but you can't see the wind. You know the wind. Well, how do you know the wind is blowing? Because the trees are moving. I hear it. I hear the trees moving. I see the wind because the trees are moving, and I hear it. I can't see it, but I know it's there. It's by faith. It's all by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. You're not going to escape the box life except by faith, because you end up creating another box and another box, and you'll run to another. Here's what most people do. They leave one box, go to another box, leave one box, go to another box, and they have the same problem in that box that they had, because it's still the box. I don't care how big the box is or how small it is, it's still the same problems. I gotta stop this because I gotta take something before it rains. But anyway, if you
cross my path,
because I ain't gonna stay stagnated. If you cross my path, you gonna grow. Because I'm not staying stagnated. Period.